There was a boy called Eustace Clarence Scrub, and he almost deserved it. His parents called him Eustace Clarence, and his schoolmasters called him Scrub. I can't tell you how his friends spoke to him, for he had none. Eustace Clarence disliked his cousins, the four Pevenses, Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy. But he was quite glad when he heard that Edmund and Lucy were coming to stay. For deep down inside, he liked bossing and bullying. And though he was a puny little person who couldn't have stood up even to Lucy, let alone Edmund, in a fight, he knew that there are dozens of ways of giving people a bad time if you're in your own home and they're only visitors. The story begins on an afternoon when Edmund and Lucy were stealing a few precious minutes alone together. And, of course, they were talking about Narnia, which was the name of their own private and secret country. Most of us, I suppose, have a secret country, but for us it's only an imaginary country. Edmund and Lucy were luckier than other people in that respect. Their secret country was real. They had already visited it twice. Not in a game or a dream, but in reality. They had got there, of course, by magic, which is the only way of getting to Narnia. They were in Lucy's room, sitting on the edge of her bed and looking at a picture on the opposite wall. It was the only picture in the house that they liked. It was the picture of a ship sailing nearly straight towards you. Her prow was gilded and shaped like the head of a dragon with wide open mouth. She had only one mast and one large square sail, which was a rich purple. "The question is," said Edmund, "whether it doesn't make things worse, looking at a Narnian ship when you can't get there." "Still playing your old game," said Eustace Clarence, who'd been listening outside the door and now came grinning into the room. Last year, when he'd been staying with the Pevenses, he had managed to hear them all talking of Narnia, and he loved teasing them about it. He thought, of course, that they were making it all up, and as he was quite incapable of making anything up himself, he didn't approve of that. "You're not wanted here," said Edmund curtly. Most boys, on meeting a reception like this, would either have cleared out or flared up. Eustace did neither. He just hung about, grinning, and presently began again. "Do you like that picture?" he asked. "For heaven's sake, don't let him get started about art and all that," said Edmund hurriedly. But Lucy, who was very truthful, had already said,